Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. If January has left you broke or in debt, but you still want to go see some movies, there are some free alternatives out there. Canopy, that's with a K, is free for anyone with a Toronto Library card. And it's an online streaming service with a huge selection of incredible movies and documentaries that you sign out, just like a book. You sign out digitally for free from the library. Workman Arts and Rendezvous with Madness is showing a selection of cool movies about mental illness for free later this month. You reserve those tickets online. And the Japanese Consulate in Toronto and the Japan Foundation are sponsoring three Japanese movies, all on a first-come, first-served basis. And both of these series are playing at the Hot Dog Cinema in January. Well, this week, I'm looking at two movies about people who need help. There's a homeless kid in Beirut trying to help a motherless toddler, and a homeless ex-con in New York trying to help an extremely rich man who is paraplegic. The Upside, directed by Neil Berger. Philip, played by Bryan Cranston, is a billionaire widower who lives in a penthouse suite in New York City. He has a large live-in staff, including Yvonne, played by Nicole Kidman, his kind but prudish financial manager. He loves opera, poetry, fine art, and paragliding. Or at least he did, until a terrible accident left him paralyzed except for his neck and head. Now he's depressed and despondent and ready to die. But Yvonne insists on hiring a new caregiver. Dell, played by Kevin Hart, is a deadbeat dad with a teenage son and an ex-wife he can't support. He's a ne'er-do-well with who's on parole with a very long prison record. And if he can't prove he's looking for work, he'll be back behind bars. Somehow, he ends up in Philip's penthouse just when they're hiring. And to everyone's surprise, Philip hires the extremely rude and unqualified Dell, despite all the qualified applicants, mainly because he wants to die. The sooner the better. Dell is just as shocked to get the job, especially when he sees his first paycheck. It's big. But somehow, over time, the two of them hit it off, and little by little, Philip crawls out of his shell and learns to live again. But how long can it last? Will Dell's prison record come back to haunt him? And can Philip ever recover from the loss of his one true love, his late wife? The Upside is a Hollywood remake of Intouchable, the French comedy that was a box office smash, maybe the most popular French movie ever. I've never seen the original, which apparently is based on a true story, but I somehow doubt this one will be a big hit. It's very predictable with some god-awful jokes. I mean, faking a tonic-clonic seizure to avoid a speeding ticket? Really not funny. Uneducated Dell mispronouncing famous names and three-syllable words? Ugh. Of course, he panics at the idea of touching another man's penis, even inserting a catheter. Really? You see, he's African-American. But don't worry, white people. He likes Aretha Franklin, none of that newfangled hip-hop stuff. Yeah, it's that kind of movie. That said, there are some funny scenes. Hart and Cranston are very likable in their roles, and this does make a good buddy movie. And then there's Nicole Kidman, who's unusually understated. So is The Upside a great movie? No, but, you know, I enjoyed it anyway. Capernaum, written and directed by Nadine Labaki. Okay, it's Beirut right now. Zane, played by Zain al-Rafia, is a foul-mouthed poor kid who doesn't go to school. His parents never bothered to register him when he was born. He shares a bed with his three sisters, including Sahar, played by Haita Sedra Izam, who's the oldest sister. When she has her first period, Zane senses danger. He's afraid their parents will marry the very young Sahar off to their predatory middle-aged landlord, Hasaad. His fears turn out to be true, and she's carried out of their home kicking and screaming. So Zane has had enough. He runs away. On a bus in the city, he meets an elderly man in a knockoff superhero costume. I'm Cockroach Man. And he follows him to a rundown carnival. There he meets Tigest, played by Yordanos Shifra, an Ethiopian woman fluent in Arabic with a baby named Yonis, played by Bulawatif Treasure Bankole. She uses a fake ID. She has to draw a beauty spot on her face each morning to match the picture, but without it, she could be deported. She's poor too, but she feels for Zane and takes him under her wing. He takes care of the baby while she's at work in exchange. Everything's going fine until she doesn't come home one day. What's happened to her? So now 12-year-old Zane has to serve as the one-year-old Jonas's father, or a father figure, searching the streets for milk and diapers for the baby, and even basics like food, water, and shelter. Zane is forced to even pose as a Syrian refugee to get help. But how long can a homeless child taking care of a baby last in a big, cruel city? Capernaum, which is apparently the Lebanese word for chaos, is a funny, delightful, and fascinating drama that's also brimming with pathos. It's a genuine tearjerker. I cried at least three times. You can't help it. But despite the tears, surprisingly, this is not a depressing movie. It's told in a series of flashbacks based on testimony in a courtroom. Zane, you see, is there suing his own parents for the crime of giving birth to him. The trial serves as the background, but the movie is mainly about Zane's journey as an undocumented kid in Detroit. Most of the characters are actually played by non-actors, but all of them, especially Zane Al-Rafia, the main, are superb and somehow really real, authentic seeming. The movie deals with very heavy topics, including human trafficking, refugees, war, poverty, child neglect, and abuse, but it somehow manages to handle it with just the right degree of sadness, punctuated with enough humor to stop it from sliding into misery. So this is only the second film I've ever seen by Nadine Labaki. I still remember her previous one, Where Do We Go Now, from 2011. It's a simple story about women in a small Lebanese village trying to stop conflicts between Christian and Muslims. So that was a cute movie, but this one, it's amazing. It's the same director. This is 100, maybe 1,000 times more clever, sophisticated, and skillful. This is a great movie, though very sentimental. I like this one a lot. Capernaum and The Upside both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.